to 14 in the north, 17 to 19 further south and east.
Thanks, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 2nd of June. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected Bailey 973 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Westerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, then southeasterly 6 or 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later in Viking, showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in Humber and Plymouth. Showers, rain later in Plymouth, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 or 6 later in north. Showers, thundery in southeast, good, occasionally poor in southeast. South Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far south. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, except in North Fitzroy, then veering westerly later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Shannon, then veering west or southwest again later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then increasing gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then becoming northerly gale 8 to storm 10 later in west. Rain, moderate or poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 16 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 3, 16 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest by west, 5, 30 miles, 1,003, rising more slowly. Lucas, west, 1, 30 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 3, 1,011, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 2 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 4, 2 miles, 1,015. Jersey, west by north, 3, 6 miles, 1,018, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 3, 5 miles, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, north-northwest, 3, 7 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valentia, east by north, 1, 15 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by north, 3, 13 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. And Malin Head, west, 4, slight showers, 6 miles, 1,015, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a transient ridge of high pressure will move eastwards across the United Kingdom during Monday morning, but an Atlantic frontal system will follow from the west later in the day. This will bring a band of rain and strong southerly winds, with gales for a time in the north and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south 3 to 5, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers then fair, then rain for a time later, good occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 or 5, then increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers then fair, then rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest backing south or southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers then fair, then rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers then fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers then fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain later in west, good occasionally moderate later in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, then increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain later, good becoming moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, north or northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good becoming moderate or poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northwest 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, then veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good becoming moderate or poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 at first in Liverpool Bay, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 5 or 6 later. Showers then fair, then rain later, good occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, west or northwest 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain later, good occasionally poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west 3 or 4, backing south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly 2 to 4, backing southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 3 or 4, backing south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, becoming squally later. Good becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 5 to 7 later, then occasionally gale 8 again later. Rain or showers becoming squally later, moderate or good, becoming poor for a time later. And Shetland Isles, west or northwest, backing south 4 to 6, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers then fair, then rain later, good becoming moderate or poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Canon Simon Dugan.
Good morning. The flash flooding in Valencia last November, in which more than 230 people lost their lives, was like nothing I'd ever seen before. Most eye-popping were the images of cars swept onto streets on top of each other, like so many flattened and discarded drinks cans. It turns out Valencia has suffered disastrous floods since the 14th century. In fact, when 81 people died in 1957, authorities reacted by diverting an entire river, the Turia, 3 kilometres from its original source. Engineers around the world will be kept busy if such drastic measures continue to be called for, though it seems not every river will allow itself to be tamed. Unprecedented El Niño rains in Kenya last year claimed 150 lives and left 400,000 homeless. In that situation, and to preempt further flooding, the government felt it had no choice but to demolish a large number of family homes along the Mathare riverbank near Nairobi. And that's the thing about the nightmare of violently rising water, which recurs so often in the Bible, whether physical or figurative. "Then the waters would have engulfed us," states a breathless Psalm 124. "The stream would have swept over our soul." Yet God's assurance isn't a diversion or rerouting of the torrent. It's support and bolstering to stand firm in the face of it. "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you," spurs on Isaiah. "And through the rivers, they will not overflow you." Lord, whatever is threatening to sweep us off our feet, stand with us. And where water carves its natural course and extreme weather turns that process sudden and deadly, we pray for those who lie helpless in its path. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by Canon Simon Dugan. Now on Radio 4 Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, will England's farming budget survive the spending review? But let's start with an offer. £5 million is up for grabs. It's the latest round of the Farming Innovation Investor Partnerships competition. It offers government money alongside private investment to agritech companies. Well, as we've been reporting on this programme for decades now, technical innovation in farming has changed the way we farm, from fewer people and bigger machines to the use of drones and advances in breeding and feeding animals. But we've also reported on the failure of some innovative companies, from farm robots to vertical farming. Well, this week here on Farming Today, we're going to look at innovation. What works, what stifles it, and what's next. Dr. Kate Pressland is from the Centre for Effective Innovation in Agriculture.
There have been far more moves, perhaps in the last decade, to try and integrate farmers far better into research, with the principle idea that farmers